This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Economists estimate the place premium a foreign worker could earn in America relative to the income of an identical worker in his native country is huge. A Mexican worker can expect to earn 2.5 times her Mexican wage in America. A Haitian worker, it's over 10 times. For a worker from Yemen, it is more than 15 times. Nigeria is also 15 times. India is 7 times. Bill O'Reilly, Fox News kingpin, has been party in recent years to at least $13 million worth of settlements to five different women for various forms of harassment. Downloads of the encryption application Signal, an open source secure messaging service, increased 400% in the days following the election. Secondary airline fees, such as those for seat assignments, baggage, in-flight food, and other charges, represent about 10% of total airline revenues. Since the losing vote over Scottish independence in 2014, the Scottish National Party has grown from 25,000 members to 125,000. Arkansas has passed a bill seeking to bar women from sex selection abortions, mandating that doctors pry into the woman's pregnancy history and face a penalty in jail time if they don't ask the woman what she knows of the sex of the child. Survey of young millennials aged 25 to 18 indicates that fewer support egalitarian family arrangements than the same age group did 20 years ago. More are arguing that the men need to be the primary breadwinners as well. From 1979 to 2015, the bottom fifth of black workers increased their annual hours worked by 21.9%. During the same period, the bottom fifth of whites increased their hours worked by 17%. Delaware law allowing a majority of American public companies to conduct their annual shareholder events remotely reduces direct participation and allows management to cherry-pick questioners. Arkansas governors expect to sign a bill that would create a handgun exemption that would bar concealed guns at state sporting events. The SEC and other athletic conferences had urged the bill. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.